For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More lava fissures have opened up on Hawaii's Big Island, bringing the total to 18. And there's more warnings of a possible volcanic blast that could send ash up to 12 miles away. Hawaii's Police Department spokesman Alan Richmond says residents are very nervous.
That's the fear factor. And, of course, the Hawaii Police Department, our job is to serve and protect. So we are doing everything that we can in the areas down around the vents in the Puna District to keep people safe, keep people out of there, and make sure that the gases aren't a continuing threat, although they will be at the top or the bottom.
More than 2,000 people remain evacuated since the original eruption on May 3rd, which sent lava flows through residential neighborhoods. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Preparations continue for next month's summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week that dealing with Pyongyang can be an ongoing process.
I think that we will at least see whether the decision on North Korea's part to give up nuclear weapons is something that they're prepared to carry through on. Then other discussions could occur. I don't think anybody believes you're going to sign the complete ending of the nuclear program in one day.
An offhanded comment leaked from a White House staff meeting is causing problems. An aide said the opinion of Senator John McCain doesn't matter because he's dying anyway. Fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham asked on CBS's Face the Nation, should the president apologize?
John McCain can be criticized for any political decision he's ever made or any vote he's ever cast, but he's an American hero. And I think most Americans would like to see the Trump administration do better in situations like this.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The president is paying tribute to mothers. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
President Donald Trump today released his Mother's Day message.
It's a special opportunity to thank all of the mothers and grandmothers in our lives. Since the earliest days of our republic, America's strength has come from the love and courage and devotion of our mothers. They helped us gain our independence. Through their grit, determination, and incredible spirit, they pioneered the West and settled the frontier. During World War II, America's mothers helped build the greatest arsenal for democracy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Another foodborne illness along the East Coast is getting bigger. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
You've probably heard about the romaine lettuce scare. Well, now a salmonella outbreak linked to eggs is spreading, according to federal health officials who say 35 people in multiple states are ill, at least 11 hospitalized with complications. The number of salmonella cases, a dozen more, since the first recall notice was issued a month ago for eggs from Roseacre Farms that were sold in Colorado, Florida, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. About 207 million eggs were recalled because of the outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.